better. The Chris Moyle Show. Yes, sir. International Radio. It's 10 past 8. It's almost 11 minutes past 8. Let's bring in Alexandra Burke. Because it's her birthday today, and she's got a record to play. Here she is, this lovely Alexandra Burke.
Hi.
Oh my God, I'm here.
Hi.
Hi, everyone.
How are you?
Hi.
I'm great, thank you.
Yeah.
I am so excited.
Why are you excited?
Because it's my 21st birthday, and it's the premiere of Bad Boys.
And...
And yeah. I'm here with you.
That's right.
Yep. Yes, yes, yes. You just know that was going to come out.
I love that important afterthought.
Yes,
there.
Of course. You're looking really well, babes.
Thank you very much, darling.
So I've been following you on Twitter.
Have you?
Yes.
No.
Yes.
I'm following you now.
Now?
Yeah. Yes. I wasn't before. I don't follow many people.
Really?
Well, yeah, because
I feel very honoured that you're following me then.
You know why? And people send messages all the time going, "Why come you don't follow more people on Twitter?" But every time you follow someone, every time they post something...
Yeah, you see it.
You see it. And it's like, if you follow too many people, you can't keep track of everything. Yeah. It's like having a conversation with 35 people.
Yeah, I only follow those people I know.
Right.
I think that's the wise thing to do, because then your page just get filled up. And I'm on there quite a lot, so...
Are you?
Yeah, I'm kind of addicted to Twitter, so it's, you know, it's nice.
I'm just having a look at your page now, and someone's glued your hand to the back of your head.
Have they?
Let's have a look at who Alexandra's following. She's following me.
Yes.
That's nice. She's following Chipmunk.
Yes.
Tyra Banks.
Yeah.
Tyra Banks.
Yes, what, the
Tyra
American Banks. Supermodel?
Yeah.
Mary J. Blige.
Uh-huh. Tinchy.
Melody Thornton.
Yes.
I don't know who that is.
She's in Pussycat Dolls.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I knew that.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, Tinchy Strider.
Yes.
Who else are you following? I Am Diddy.
Yes. Lily Allen I'm also following.
Everyone follows Lily. And Lady Gaga. What's she like? Is she...
I've not met her, but her tweets are quite funny.
Well, aren't they just...
I'd imagine she tweets like a mentalist, because she's a bit crackers, isn't she?
It's very random, her messages.
Random messages, I'll put it that.
She doesn't talk for days.
No.
And then out of nowhere...
She comes... You're following her too, then?
I am, yes.
There you go. There you go.
It's random.
There you go. Yes.
Are you following Alad?
I will be.
That's showbiz, Alad. Never mind. Bye bye. Ta-ra.
I have three times the many followers that Alexandra has. That showbiz.
Oh!
Ouch! I just got hit around the head.
Do you want me to change that in 20 minutes?
Know, actually, Alexandra's already been saying like 2,000 have started following in the last few minutes.
In the last couple of days leading up to this.
25,400 followers you have on Twitter.
Yeah, it's not a lot as many other people, but it's good for me. I'm happy that they're following me.
Alexandra Music is Alexandra's official Twitter page. So if you go to search for Alexandra Music, or if you follow me, then I've sent her a message, so you'll be able to click on her name and that'll take, and then you just press follow. It's very simple.
Yes, correct.
So everyone go and follow Alexandra Music.
Please do. Thank you.
She has to have more followers than Alad.
Oh, it'll be 100,000 by the end of the week, you watch.
Oh,
might not be. So happy birthday, Alexandra.
Thank you very
Amelda,
much.
Amelda Cecilia Ewan Burke.
Okay, how did you know my full name?
Because it's on your biog in front of us.
Don't ruin it.
Oh, I'm sorry. We just knew.
Thanks.
Where did you wake up this morning?
In my house.
Okay.
It's my last day there because I'm moving.
So, who was in your house? Just you?
Just me alone.
On your own?
I live by myself.
Oh.
Yeah.
So you woke up on your own?
On my own. And then my car came with Parry, me, my manager. And then we got in the car.
And did she give you a card and a present?
She said it's too early. She goes, well, usually
she hasn't bought it yet.
That's what people say when they've forgotten and they'll go out at lunchtime and get something from the garage. That's what you do.
Is that your manager there?
I know.
Yes. And her name on Twitter is Parry Perfect. And she usually takes my phone so I can't tweet sometimes.
Really?
She's sometimes naughty, yeah.
Is she a bully?
No, but she takes it when I try to do twit pics and be really naughty. So I'm naughty too, so it's cool.
What photos are you doing that are naughty?
No.
She's actually been following you a long time ago.
Oh, Jesus, no. I mean, when we're at photo shoots, I like to take pictures and give people an insight what we're doing.
I'd love that.
All right, okay. Right. But you know, but she takes her phone away, so I can't give the big surprise away.
You should buy a new phone.
What is the big surprise?
The new look and stuff like that. Yeah, which got revealed in the sun, so...
Yeah, so she got a brand new look.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's not today, but...
No,
it was in the sun. Yeah. Today I've got long hair.
What, yeah, is that real hair? Is that,
oh. It's all mine, babes.
Really? Okay.
Yeah, babes, you want to touch it? It's great.
Well, I'd love to, but it might be a bit inappropriate.
You could let Alexandra touch your hair as well.
Why not?
My hair is also real.
My hair is, my hair's getting very long. It's getting very thick, my hair.
Good.
I normally have very short hair, but
you should grow your hair. Maybe do some plaits.
I can plait your hair. I'm very good at plaiting hair.
Are you?
Mm. For a boy.
That's good.
Can you
cane row?
Can I?
Cane row the plaits that go back, the way back, instead of just plaiting?
No.
I can't.
I just plait.
You can just plait.
But then I can't tie it up at the end. I don't know what to do at the end.
Oh, I can teach you that.
Right, thanks.
You just put a little knot.
Yeah, but I can't.
Get a little
that's
a little elastic band.
Girls are better at stuff like that.
Yeah, they're
I think technically than boys.
Yeah, I don't really know anything about
hair. There was a time when I had my hair in a ponytail when it was very, very long.
Yeah.
Did you?
Yeah, but it wasn't a good look. I look like Marcus from Big Brother.
Oh, I think you're being a bit harsh on yourself. I think you were very of the moment.
Of the moment.
And it was a moment. So you must be very excited. So you won X Factor.
Yes.
You recorded Hallelujah.
Yes.
That went and sold loads of copies.
Yes.
And made loads of money for everybody else. And then, seemingly then, for us, you disappear.
Yes.
So all we get told is you're working on things.
Yeah.
And then exactly, you disappear. Yeah. And then we kind of start to forget about you because you go away for so long.
Well, yeah, I guess that's how it kind of works, because we went away on tour straight after the show and then I had to go to America for a long time.
How long were you in America?
I was there for 2 months, came back for a week, went back to New York, then came back to do the European part, then I'm actually going back tomorrow. But I didn't want to rush this album.
Sure.
I know that there was talk about it being released in March.
Mm.
I refused to do it, but I gave my suggestion. No.
Right.
I just think if you're going to do an album, you're going to put your all into it, do it properly.
Yeah.
And even if it takes you 5 years, you need to do it properly, because you want to be proud.
5 years is too long.
It probably is too long, but that's just an example. You know what I mean?
Too long.
But so this one took us 4 months.
So is your album finished? You know,
it's not completely closed at the moment, but
are you happy?
Nearly.
Are you happy with? Have you worked out what tracks you're doing?
I've tried to get a double side album, but you know, Simon Cowell's like, no way.
Okay.
Because there's so many tracks I absolutely love.
Can you save them for album two?
Exactly.
Yes, then you can. Exactly. That's what he's told me. So I've got to listen to him. It's just I get so excited. I'm like, I want every song.
Because this way, you've already got the second album done, which means that you can pretend to be in the studio for the next couple of years.
And just go on holiday. Why not? Get on a boat.
You're working on new material.
Go swim with dolphins. No, but we've recorded a lot of songs, and I requested to do that. We've done about 4 albums worth of songs. So
there you go.
It's a lot. God.
Then you just record them all.
Yeah.
Choose out what's going to go on album two, and album three, and album four. That's it. You take 2 years off.
I don't know how it works, if it works like that, but all I know is that it's been an amazing time creating this album.
That's nice. Have you done any writing?
I've done a bit of writing.
Mm.
When I'm not sure what cuts are going to make the album at the moment.
It's your album. You put your foot down.
I've put my foot down for a couple of songs, but it's a group decision for me, because we're all a team and I want us to all make sure we love every single tracks on the album. So it's not just me alone, it's everyone else.
Well, you say that.
That's lovely.
Believe you me.
Listen, Alexandra, here's how this works, right?
Yeah.
You say it's a team. When everything's going well, right, and the single does well and the album sales start rolling in,
Please, then it's all
a big team. As soon as something goes wrong, they'll all stand back like that and go, oh, Alexandra did that wrong.
Well, then if I do something wrong, I'll take
full blame. You've been twitting too much, you weren't concentrating, and it's all on you then.
But you know what? They always tell me that I twitter too much, but they like it. Psycho like it.
Yeah.
They like that I'm always on it, because when I first started, I never got it. I never understood Twitter, and now I'm addicted to
it. I still don't.
You still don't?
He's not on it.
Babes, I'll teach you a thing or two.
Do you know, I think I understand what it's about, but I'm probably the only person in the Western world of our age who isn't on there.
You know what? I actually prefer it than Facebook. To be honest,
I'm not on Facebook.
Yeah,
I'm not on there either.
I never really go on Facebook anymore.
No.
I'm always on Twitter, which is great.
Are there fake yous on Facebook?
Yes.
Yeah, they're great.
Quite a few.
There's loads of me on Facebook. I'm not on it.
There's a fake me on Twitter, which has 13,000 followers.
No, I know.
This count. Which
we say it's fake all the time.
It's not me. And the worrying thing, though, for me is the fact that obviously this fake person communicates with all sorts of other people who I may know, and they might think that I'm a total weirdo, yet it's nothing to do with me.
Well, at least you keep saying that it's not you.
It's not me.
That's kind of crazy. 13,000 people.
Mad, isn't it?
It's crazy. So you went to New York.
Yes.
Where you recorded?
New York, San Francisco, and LA.
Oh my God.
Then I came back for a week, went back to New York to record again, Came back and done the European part, Copenhagen, Norway, Denmark.
You do realise that's so expensive, recording three studios in America for all that time.
Yeah, it probably is, but you know what? It's probably worth every penny. I mean, we've worked really hard.
Don't forget, it's your money.
Yes, I believe you, me. I won't remember that.
This team effort, by the way, that you speak of, yeah. They all want paying at the end of the day.
Which is fair enough, but...
By team captain.
But they've invested in me, so... Which means I've got to put the hard work in, babes.
Oh, my God. You know what I mean? They've brainwashed you so bad.
They have not brainwashed me.
They've got you.
This is me on a work.
They'll be like this. The makeup artist will be like that. Alexandra, you know this team effort thing? While I'm sitting at the back of the plane, I think...
And I want the bonus.
I should be sitting at the front of the plane. I shouldn't have to get a taxi. I'd like a limousine.
A limousine.
Team effort.
Team effort.
My hotel room is just a junior suite. A junior suite, Alexandra. It's a team effort. I should be in a penthouse. You'll be there at the end of the year going, I've got no money.
Well, I don't think Paramy will get that far. Or my brother David, who watches over me and every penny I spend, so...
If she really loved you and cared about your career, she'd get the tube everywhere.
You're a naughty bugger. She gets the tube as well, and she gets in the cars. No, I don't like her on the tube. I have to have her with me.
You're going to have her safe. Rachel, yeah, Rachel's going to wet herself, by the way, if I don't apologise for you saying the word, the B word.
What B word?
You just said a
the
naughty
B one.
You just said a mild naughty word.
Rhymes with
rugger.
Lugger and rugger.
Is that naughty?
No.
Oh, not bad.
Not particularly, but anybody thinks it's naughty, we're very sorry.
Oh, well, very sorry. Extremely.
It's nowhere near as bad as... right. We should play...
Ooh.
We should play your record.
Yes, we should.
Which features Flo Rida.
It does. Who is amazing. And he brought some magic to this song. He really did. Oh, yes. I love Flo.
And he's excited.
And I am.
He's from Florida as well, isn't he? Which I think is clever, because he's called Flo Rida.
Flo Rida, I know.
From Florida.
What a coincidence. If he was from Kansas, it'd be stupid.
Yeah.
Yeah, that wouldn't be smart, would it?
Not really.
No.
So this is the first time you'll have heard this song on the radio?
Yes. Very, very first time.
How exciting.
And I've told everyone on Twitter to watch out for it, so hopefully everyone's listening.
Well, here it is. 8:22. This is... Alexandra Burke's new single,
Bad
which
Boys.
Comes out on October the 12th, featuring Flo Rida. This is called Bad Boys.
Enjoy!
Flo Rida!
Bad boys, bad boys.
Alexandra, girl, I know what you like.
Bad boys, bad boys. Bad boys, bad boys. Bad boys, bad boys.
Yeah!
That's a new single from Alexandra Burke.
Woo!
On the radio for the first time. Called Bad Boys. There you are.
Very nice. Good.
Woo!
You know, I love this job. I love watching Alexandra getting so excited listening to a song for the first time. It's a nice moment, though. It's a good feeling, isn't it?
Yeah, oh, God, it is.
Right.
When I heard Hallelujah on the radio for the first time.
Yeah.
I just cried. But this one,
That's a bit different, though, this one, isn't it?
Yeah, but this one, I'm just jumping off the wall.
Yeah, thank God you weren't crying.
No crying.
I'd have been like that. She doesn't like it.
No more crying. This is all happy now. More happy.
Can I ask a question, though, just about the chorus, which I think is very good. But I just...
Thank
about
you.
The lyrics, it's the first line, the bad boy is always catching my eye.
Yes.
And then it's weird, because you're asking what I had on my toast, because it sounds like... And then the bad boy is always spinning Marmite.
That's not what
she... If you have a listen to the chorus, bad boy is always catching my eye, and then the bad boys are always spinning Marmite. You listen. Tell me I'm wrong. This line here.
Yeah, the bad boy always spinning Marmite.
Spinning Marmite.
That's not...
It's spinning my mind.
Spinning my mind, Divi.
Sounds like
my
spinning
mind.
Marmite.
Yeah,
spinning Marmite. In the video, she's spinning Marmite like them fellas who make pizzas.
That's it. Some people love it, some people hate it.
There you go.
Wow.
Thank you so much.
Flo Rida sounds good in that
as
well.
He's amazing.
He's a big boy.
He is. He's great. He's fun.
You have some fun with him?
Stop that.
Wow, really?
No, because I was told you're going to be cheeky.
Well, no, I'm just asking.
No,
you're single, though, aren't you?
He's professional, darling.
Are you single?
Yeah.
Is he single?
I don't think so.
Oh, well, yeah.
Is there a Mrs. Rida?
Is there a Mrs. Rida? I'm sure there is.
Different area codes and all that.
Different area codes,
sure.
Yeah. Oh, gosh.
You know that rule. you know, when he comes over here, he's just, you know, that's a different place. It's fine.
It's fine. No, it's not fine.
Right, you fancy
Flora.
You fancy
it.
I do fancy it, don't you? Look at you. You've got all a
quiver. Everyone asks me this. Every time I tell them Flowrider's on my track, they're like, so do you fancy Flo? I'm like, no, I don't. He's just on my track.
Yeah, you'd lie and say you don't fancy him. That's
no,
nice.
No, why should I lie?
Because I can tell when I said something about him, you got a little bit quivery.
Because everyone asks me that.
Let me
no.
ask you this question. Have you seen him topless?
No. You never know. They were shooting a video this week.
You might go topless. Bingo!
You might go topless then.
You should say to him, you should go, do you know what would be good, Flo?
Yeah, Flo.
If you just took your shirt off halfway through and I just stared at your body, that'd be nice.
Yeah, and then he'd look at me strange and then he'd be like, right, I'm leaving. And then he'd go.
No, he won't. Then there'd be no video.
That'd be awful.
No,
guys don't have bodies like that and not want to show them off.
Really?
Yeah.
That's why I would know.
It's like girls with fake boobs.
Got no time for that. Yeah. What?
It's like girls with fake boobs.
Yeah, I don't understand that.
Girls with fake boobs never cover their boobs up. You never see a girl with fake boobs who's really conservative. They go, that's what I got. Mm.
Yeah.
Same with guys who are really kind of, you know,
ripped and cut.
Yeah. They love taking the shirt off.
Yeah.
So what you should do is, you should say to the director, here's a tenner. Just say, Mr. Ryder, can you take your shirt off, please? And then it's nothing to do with you. And then you can be like...
It's all coming from the director.
Does he really have to do this? Do I really have to hang off him and stroke his six-pack? Okay, fine. If you tell
and then Mrs. Ryder would come and beat me up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then your manager...
Which is not cool.
Your manager will come in and go, I need to touch him. It's a team effort.
Yeah, team effort.
I just need to check that they're real muscles. Oh, yes, they really are.
Yeah, I'll leave that to Parry Perfect.
Yeah, Parry Perfect. And we go,
yes.
Team effort. I need to check him out first.
Yeah.
When are you doing the video?
It's meant, I think, maybe on the 31st. I'm not too sure. We arrive tomorrow.
In America?
LA.
In LA. We should come out and see you.
Please do.
It's a team effort.
We need to support each other.
We're all on board.
So just come out and see me, no problem.
If you get me a couple of flights on BA first, I am there.
BA first. Oh, ouch. Okay, maybe we'll have a talk. Or maybe on my.
All right, fine.
The points thing you get.
Virgin Upper.
Air miles.
Whatever.
Oh, Virgin Upper's great and BA's great too. Love them.
And when we'll stay. Where do we want to stay in LA?
The one that sounds like a pizza. The Four Seasons.
Oh, nice.
On the beach. On like one of the beaches. Manhattan Beach.
What about Malibu?
We'll stay in Santa Monica. We'll stay at Shutters on the Beach in Santa Monica.
Shutters on the Beach.
Yeah.
All right, let me know. Write the information down. We'll sort it out. I'll get Simon Cowell to deal with it.
Oh, yeah, he'll be all over it.
We can rent a house in Malibu.
Perfect.
Nice. Oh, that's what we did for my photo shoot. It was amazing. I thought I saw a shark.
Listen, I better plug this properly before we get too giddy. Bad Boys features Flo Rida. It comes out on October the 12th, and the album comes out on October the 26th, but the title is still to be confirmed.
Yes, it is.
All right, so let me ask you this.
Yes.
Have you got an idea of what you want it to be called?
Most
and other
definitely.
People have got an idea of what they want it to be
no,
called?
No, I've just been given in a list. I've given in a list of what I'd like the album to be called, but there's only one that I'm really fighting for.
Can I guess what
I've
it
given
is?
Them an option. You can guess.
Okay, hang on.
You can try and get you and
how many? How many titles on the list did you give them?
Maybe about 8.
Now, be honest. Did you put some really rubbish ones?
Yeah,
down?
Of course.
Yeah, good God.
Oh, good, yeah. I put some really stupid ones just to make them go, right, what is she thinking of?
The
good one stands out.
Yeah.
It's the way to work them.
So let's say you want to call it, because I'm sure you won't say it. Let's say you want to call it Sunshine, right?
Sunshine, yeah.
So you put Sunshine number 4 on your list.
Yes.
And number 1, you go, Alexandra Burke's album. I like that. And then number 2, you've got The Best of Alexandra Burke.
There you go.
And then number 3, you've got Not JLS, ha ha. And then number 4, Sunshine. And then number 5, and I'll go, these are all...
But Sunshine sounds better. There you go.
It's not Sunshine, though, is it?
No, gosh,
what
no.
is it?
Can't say
I
both.
Think you should call it that.
Spinning Marmite.
Yeah.
That's the name of Alexandra Burke's new album.
But it would be sort of like a clever
Perfect.
Twist on the, you know, and it also incorporates the opening single as well.
Yeah, and it also says, basically, you either love it or you hate it, because
it's
Marmite.
Yeah.
Spinning Marmite is a great name for
you
an album.
You're not taking them, Mickey.
No, it's a great name.
Honestly, I tell you what, I reckon Simon Cowell would love that.
Well, you never know. I'll ask him.
Yeah.
I'll give him a little text message on the way out.
I've just asked him, Dave. Do you know what he says?
No.
That's what he says. we got you a little thing for your birthday.
Did you?
Yeah, he's called Allard. Allard, come on in.
Come on, thing.
Hi, Allard. look at little birthday cake. Oh, at 8:30 in the morning. Thank you so much.
And a card.
Thank you so much.
By the way,
oh, I love you guys.
We didn't light the candles because of health and safety.
Of course, that's absolutely fine.
You know how that works.
I'll just blow them out in my imagination.
Well, Wade, you should say that, Alexandra.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday. Thanks. That's really smart.
What are you doing tonight? What are you doing for your birthday?
I'm sure I can say. I'm going to take the family out for dinner.
Pizza Hut. Pizza Hut.
Oh, I don't think so. I think it's a sushi call.
Oh.
Yeah, a bit sushi, a bit raw fish, you know how we do. Rock shrimp tempura and all that jazz.
Are you going somewhere posh or somewhere local? Oh, no, don't say too much.
I don't...
I'm out tonight.
I think it's kind of posh.
I'm having fish tonight.
Are you?
Yeah. I wonder if we're going to the same place.
I talked to you about that.
Yeah. Yeah! Oh, you just whispered into the microphone.
Did someone hear?
Yes! Mm.
No one heard.
No one heard.
And then I'm going out after that to have a gathering with family and friends.
Nice. That's nice. Yeah.
She's going to the Red Lion.
Alexandra just said, I don't want to say where I'm going. I'm going to Sushi Land in Putney.
upstairs at the Red Lion.
But don't tell anybody.
You want to go to one of those restaurants where you can get the 2-for-1 vouchers at the moment. There's loads of deals.
Let's do that. Can you let me know? Can we print them off the internet? Because that would be much cheaper because my whole family, Jesus, is costing me a lot of money.
It's a team effort, Alexandra.
Yeah, team effort.
It's a team effort until it comes to paying the bills.
Oh, look at my
God. Oh, she's going to start crying.
Thank you, guys.
No. You're welcome.
Are you all signed it?
She's going to cry, look. She's going to cry.
Now I'm laughing.
It's a birthday card. With our love to you.
Thank you so much.
We wish you all the best.
Oh, this is the best birthday ever.
Aww. You know it.
And I'm on Radio 1 with the Single Bad Boys.
Aww.
This is great.
That's us, by the way.
I know. Hello.
Spin your Marmite.
Yeah. Spin your Marmite.
Spin it.
Spinning Marmite.
Uh-huh. I'm bad.
And you know it.
Well, good luck with the record.
Thank you very much.
She has to go now. You got to go.
Ain't got to go nowhere. I'll stay all day.
All day. You should. October the 12th. And if you want to go and follow Alexandra on Twitter, she is Alexandra Music. So that's
all
the official.
Way.
Yeah.
Yes.
Alexandra Music. And let me just have a check on your followers so far. 25,706.
Yeah.
So we get it up a little bit.
We'll get it up.
That's good, isn't it?
In due time.
Alexandra.
But thank you to all my followers on Twitter.
Between you and me, we'll get it up together.
Thank you very much.
That's right.
We will. We'll get the Twitter people up there.
Alexandra and I, we're going to get it up.
Okay.
Not like that. What I meant was her Twitter numbers. That's what it is.
You are so naughty. It's a joke.
You love it, don't you? I'm very similar to Flo Rida.
Oh wow, here we go. It's
5
in the morning.
What?
People, don't you realise how early it is?
I'm just saying, I'm like Flo Rida. We have a lot in common.
Does he have an army jacket?
Probably. I would imagine he does.
You've got a lot of tattoos. Do you have tattoos?
Oh, I'm covered.
Are you?
I am covered. I'm well inked up.
Seriously? Really?
I am. I'm just a pasty version of Flo Rida.
Yeah.
Me and
nice
him could be
one.
Brothers.
Honestly.
We could be brothers.
You take his
brother
t-shirt
from another
on.
Mother. I like
that's right.
That. Yeah, man.
I mean, I've got the beard slightly different to his. You know?
Ever so slightly. I follow him too on
I've
Twitter.
I've got the boobs. You know, I've got the bod. You know, that kind of thing.
The flow boobs.
Yeah. And
I'm not going to comment anymore.
I'm all tattooed down my arms, just like he is.
Looks like a crossword puzzle, Alexandra, honestly.
Yeah. It's got Sudoku on the other arm.
I've got the cast of Hollyoaks tattooed down one arm, all their faces. And on the other
EastEnders,
arm...
EastEnders, come on.
Yeah, and on the other arm, it's just all my favourite types of burger.
Oh.
So chili burger. And,
have you been to In-N-Out Burger in LA?
Yeah.
I like
that's
Dominic got recognised.
I'm not eating that yet. Did you?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I'm getting me one when I get back. Oh, yes. Hopefully, when I leave.
You've changed now. Since all this success...
We want a burger.
You never used to like caviar and expensive things, and now...
Sorry, darling.
You.
It's all about In-N-Out.
It's all about... Well, exactly.
Yes, and a bit of sushi.
There you go. Anyway, so... In my eye.
The bad boys always spinning Marmite.
That's going to be Alexandra's new album, Spinning Marmite.
Everyone on Twitter is going to talk about this.
Spinning Marmite. Hey, listen, good luck tonight at Sushi
Thank
World.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Have a lovely time.
Thank you. You're all invited, by the way.
And
just come along.
Really,
come
everyone,
along.
Don't invite everybody.
Not to the sushi, but to the other part.
We would
and
have
I'll
to
let
put,
you know when the microphone's
we'd
up.
Have to put the tables together, though, wouldn't we?
Yeah,
would
well,
they let us
I'm
do
even
that?
On separate tables. My family are in two. It just can't fit here.
Yeah. She's, Alexander doesn't want to say where the party is, but she's going to whisper it now. It's at Planet Hollywood. Did that come out on the air?
TGI Fridays.
Oh, TGI Fridays.
Gotta love
them. They might sing happy birthday to you and give you a balloon.
Oh, yeah, they did. On my 19th birthday, they tied balloons in my hair.
Oh.
They sure did. Gotta love a bit of TGI's, a bit of ribs. Oh, yeah. Nice.
Right. Alexandra Burke, ladies and gentlemen, Bad Boys. I like the song, and the more times I play that little clip, it's a real grower, isn't it?
Oh, thank God.
It's a real grower, you can tell.
Lovely.
Best of luck.
Thank you so much,
and happy birthday,
thank
Alexandra
you so
Burke.
Much.
Alexandra
you
Music on
thank
Twitter.
You.
Single coming out on October 12th, everyone. Radio 1 Podcast.